Hi, dictation for Anitra Carter, A-N-I-T-R-A-C-A-R-T-E-R. Date of birth is 8/30/1976. Date of accident is 11/29/2022. Date of service 7/6/2022. Anitra Carter is a victim of automobile accident where she was involved in a frontal collision on the driver's side as a restrained driver, leading to headaches with a history of loss of consciousness and loss of memory, seizures, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, loss of concentration, nightmare, and peeing in the bed. The seizure activity was present prior to the accident, which has been augmented now. In addition, patient has been having headaches as well as pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, to the tune of 8 to 10 to begin with. These pains have continued. Currently, the pain level is around 7 to 8. She does have a pain in the left shoulder to the tune of 7 and 8, with difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 120 degrees. Radiation of the pain is into the left arm and left thigh up to the knee. Patient reports that her hip has been throbbing, wrist has been having severe pain, headaches are coming and going, and there is a seizure episode 8 days ago. Anxiety is worse. She reports that she has a grand mal seizure where she passed out, although she didn't go to the hospital. She called the neurologist, Dr. C-H-A-K-A-N-D-R-A. She reports that her left shoulder has improved and she is able to lift more weight with this and more range of motions and less pain. Headaches are also lessened and are less intense. She's seeing a neurologist of her own prior to this accident, and she's continuing to see the same neurologist for TBI management as well. The ADLs are reported to be affected 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. She reports 30% improvement in the pain relief. At this time, please review the chart for the ADLs, for system review, for the additional history, for substance abuse, as well as for the compliance history. In the physical examination, please mention that blood pressure is 123/83, pulse is 50, pulse ox is 100, and the rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit of 6/8/2023. Dictation number is 0608-017, and diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to continue the physical therapy at 2 times per week with traction and massage, laser, chiropractor, acupuncture. Continue the disability for work, house work replacement, transportation, and case management. Patient has been provided with Norco 10/325 withdrawal oral for 15 days, 30 tablets for pain relief. Maps have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed. Continue on. You see Dr. Chris for her management of her blood pressure. A CT scan of the both wrist and hands and left elbow was ordered on January 6, 2023, which still has not been done. She's to see her own neurologist. A social worker referral and a case management referral were provided to continue their part of the counseling and treatments management for the case management. A compounding cream was ordered, which can continue. There is a refill consisting of naltrexone 1 mg, capsule twice a day with ketoprofen, cyclopenzaprine, gabapentin, lidocaine, prilocarpine ointment. Chiropractic treatment is also advised. Thank you. We'll be seen in 30 days' time. The patient has obtained 2 epidural injections on 5/16/2023 and 6/22/2023. And they are bringing her some relief. The patient has had an episode of apnea. She has been advised to go and see the neurologist for a sleep study so that further issues are not presented as any complication. Thank you.